Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWCR 4840 on your radio dial. We're also being simulcast tonight around the world on worldwide internet. Got a great program for you. The Garbage Dump. Radioactive garbage dump on one side of the ocean, the Pacific, and an oil sludge on the Atlantic side. So the two major oceans, have you ever wondered why the plan of the New World Order is to wreak havoc in the last day, bring in famine, global chaotic times? But they can have a war. Now, Albert Pike predicted it in 1800. He's buried at 1300 Avenue with full Masonic order and honors. What did he predict in 1800, right after the Civil War? What did he predict? Well, in Morals and Dogmas, the book that he wrote, it's a fantastic book. If you want to know about what a group of people on the earth, and I'm not just specifically jumping on the Masons tonight, a lot of good people in the Masons, good and deceived, by the higher echelon of those that dwell above the 33rd degree, they're bringing about the conditions for the last day that was predicted by Albert Pike. Now, he predicted that we would soon have what is known as the final end-time Third World War. Now, this war is to involve most of the nations of the world, just like it was in World War II. Only this one is going to make World War II, and they have a large loss of life. Did you know that 40 million German people died as a result or at the hands of the Allies, mainly the United States? We inflicted 40 million deaths. We bombed city after city in Germany into submission. But after they even give up and quit fighting, they kept on bombing. The prisoners of wars in World War II, the German soldiers that were taken captive. You talk about those poor Jews that they give a hard time, or there were supposed to have been 5 million of them died. There was nowhere near that many people, Jews, in the world, the whole world. There's only about 14 million in the world today. It'll wipe them out. It's all been done. However, we're not going to deal on that issue. Tonight we're going to deal on the two major bodies of water. Remember what the Bible said? It says that the day will come that all of the fish will die in the ocean. The day will come that nothing edible can come out of it because nothing will live. Man has seen to it just here in the last 5 years that it's possible, now, possible, that everything in that prophetic scripture wrote about the waters in the sea, that could possibly come to pass in the past just 2 months. It's not been possible to separate the ongoing radioactive poisons heading east on the Pacific Ocean, flowing towards the West America, on the currents from Japan to North America, and then around the globe, with other serious oceanic environmental troubles. This is not simply just a one-issue crisis, ladies and gentlemen, even though Fukushima's radioactive nightmare continues, unabated, pumping raw radioactive materials into the ocean. All of the filth, all of the items that were washed out to sea, including automobiles, gasoline, fuels, and everything else, along with the poisonous radioactive materials, they say, well, there's no use to be alarmed now. People thought that would come over here to America. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if the truth was known, it's already here. We have it showing up in dairy cattle. It showed up in the dairy cattle in Japan. They quit drinking the milk. You might do well to give up milk today. The tragedy of the now contaminated entire Pacific Ocean is of epic proportions, with the Gulf of Mexico's mass dispersants and the poisoning of the Atlantic more than a year since the BP oil rig catastrophe. The impact on both the human and wildlife populations continues to soar to disastrous heights, and the death toll for all wildlife will never actually be known. Now, this is just for a safe guess. 26,000 plus dolphins and whales, 80 to 100,000 birds, this is just a conservative estimate, 6 to 10,000 sea turtles, and the environment and the chain of marine life, as well as other sources, the fish. Now, would you eat anything that come out? I haven't eaten a fish in several years, except I know where he come from. We got a brother up in Michigan that fishes for wild salmon in the river of the Great Lake, catches a lot of fish and brings it down every year for us to enjoy. You can't even eat salmon anymore and know that it came out of the North Atlantic, where it's supposed to be pristine, clean, with the Gulf sludge. Did you know that the marine biologists have reported, they can't seem to get this out to people. People, oh, hey, no danger now. I heard it on the news. We thing that comes across the news wires. The greatest liars in the world, they that own the media, to tell you. I mean, we're like robots. We believe everything that comes across the television as the gospel, because these people that are speaking, they look like they can be trusted. They believe that they can, it's like you can believe every word they say. And you'd be wise not to. It's quite clear from the enormous ongoing disasters, ongoing, they haven't ended. Did you know that the marine biologists have talked about great rivers of stringy oil that's sunk under the water, and now it's floating anywhere from 5 to 10 mile ocean depth, some farther, beneath the water that you can't see it. BP quit trying to put out dispersants and clean up the Atlantic Ocean. Oh, we finished that. Ladies and gentlemen, do you really believe that the Atlantic Ocean has been cleansed of all the filth that they pumped into the Atlantic? Do you believe that the, if you will, all of the filth that was swept out of the island of Japan back into the garbage dump, you know that there's a river, I'm telling you, it's a giant underground towing river of nothing but plastic. It's called, if you will, the ocean is now a plastic wasteland, written by Captain Charles Moore in 2010. That's when it was getting bad. He just didn't know about how bad the Pacific was going to get. And I'm adding the rest of the story to bring you up to date that everything in our waters are beginning to be affected with mercury, contamination, radiation, and plastic filth. Did you know that the Center for Biological Diversity released a new report just here recently that the oceans were getting so bad that they are now privately suggesting, like I have believed a long time, that you shouldn't eat anything out of the ocean. Sardines, salmon. Did you know that 2/3 of the salmon that's captured is not captured in deep ocean frigid water of the Atlantic? That they are fed in these little holding pens where they can keep these large pens of salmon penned up and farm them and then ship them to you, and again as pink salmon. And they can say North Atlantic, if these pink salmon were put up in holding pens along the shoreline and fed artificial food, not normal, natural food, but raised on food, just like catfish. I don't eat those, no way. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dead fish and sharks are already arriving along the California coast. Now remember, that's the water that came across from Japan fully contaminated. They're not going to tell you the truth. They quit testing. Oh, there's no problem. When they say no problem, when they say peace and safety, what happens? Sudden what? Destruction. Now, we know that the EPA has refused to test the Gulf of Alaska for radioactivity in their latest negligence. They posted on May the 3rd, here on May the 3rd, their refusal to monitor daily radiation from Fukushima due to the consistent decrease, they say, in radiation levels regulated to the Japanese nuclear incident. And we know, and you know, if you know the truth, it was no accident. The Bible says that the people of the earth that rule the earth will destroy the earth. Now, I'll repeat that. In the book of Revelation, chapter 11, read the book of Revelation, chapter 11, and watch or listen to, read it to yourself, the warning from the watchers. They that keep a constant hand on the pulse of the earth. Now, a lot of people call them Mother Earth, and I think it's a proper description. Because the Bible said the earth gave up her dead, or the ocean. So then we could rightfully say that Mother Earth is getting angry. The Bible says that it was no accident that this happened. That there is a conspiracy by the elite Illuminati that they are to destroy so much of the earth so that large segments of humanity would die off. Now, I know what they've got as an antidote. Number one, they don't have to get out here and to fish for a living. They don't have to get out here and eat the fish. They don't have to get here and eat the lamb. They eat hound the hog. They have large sums of cash. You know why? They got the print press. It's against the law for you to print any money, but for them, it's okay. They're no more authorized to print money than you are, but they print it. Did you know that the abandonment of man's obligation to watch for the public health and the welfare, the EPA and the FCC and so on and so forth, the FDA, did you know it's become a joke? Inspect it. Your meat's inspected. Ask any inspector that's ever worked on the meat line to inspect how many. Or just how much does he believe that the meat that you consume, you know, who takes the cows and the cattle and the pigs and the hogs and the sheep and the goats, you know what type of animal is slaughtered? Is it the elite? Is it the thoroughbreds or the healthy ones? Or if you were a farmer and they would pay you to bring in their disease, you know why they don't care? All part of the plan. They grind up tumors and cancers and everything that this animal's got. And they put it, wrap it up in nice cellophane, and they give it to you. They don't monitor like they say they do. Are they misleading? Are they connecting the exterior radiation levels with the internal ones? Will fire storm that is burning up, and if you will, the latest example of blatant federal negligence, it's another abandonment of their obligation to watch over the public health and the welfare and the public's right to know and to be kept safe and informed. It produces, if you will, only they produce a map showing the ocean currents coming to the west coast and up to Alaska into the North Atlantic. This continued refusal to test the waters also protects the now toxic catches of Alaska's fishing industry. They want you to eat it. They want you to consume the mercury. They done put out a warning. This took years to get this warning. Did you know all the GMO foods that you should be warned about that now they have voted that they're not responsible for you getting food that's mixed with other genetics? and that they don't have to test the catches of Alaska's fishing industry while poisoning anyone who eats the contaminated fish out of the ocean or around the coast, particularly here in North America. Now, it's not the fishing industry's fault. When they get the green light, they're going to go out there and catch them. Well, you don't know whether they're clean or not. It's a result of the enormous radioactive contamination that puts everything in grave jeopardy that eats. And the rational person who can still think for himself, you think that he can get the bigger picture, and if you think that the ocean is pristine clean with this giant garbage dump, man is no longer responsible. They dump more radiation. You don't know the half of it. If you think Japan's nuclear reactor is the only thing that's pumping out radioactive material into the ocean, well, it's okay. But you see, by the time it gets over to the West Coast, it's going to disperse. Well, here are those people who are marine biologists who have took it upon themselves to look at the condition of the water and do independent testing, although it doesn't matter to the government. Captain Moore says now that there's endless piles of plastic trash. Can you imagine it? Well, can you imagine that one-third of the island of Japan and all the filth and the plastic and the pop bottles and the soda bottles and all this stuff and the gas tank or whatever from the cars and all this massive amount to where we got a garbage patch. Now, get this. This is what frightened me. It actually infuriated me that the Pacific Ocean has swirling around a soup of floating garbage that is big as the size of a continental U.S. It's floating right now about 500, Mr. Captain Moore said, about 500 miles off the coast of California. What if it drifted in and a trash pile as big as the United States started dumping with the current going back? See, they know the current. They know which way it's going to flow. It flows 500 miles offshore in the deep water, deeper waters, and under tow, the plastic trash floating for miles and miles, a sea of rubbish. It's unseen, and this massive sea of rubbish is translucent. And it also, like I said, lies just before or below the water's surface and continues under the water through the water columns. And in doing his research, Mr. Moore said the size of this trash has grown enormously lately. And now the great garbage patch is divided into the western and the eastern garbage patch. Both of these divided patches on either side of the Hawaiian Islands, according to their report, there is about 100 tons floating in each region. 100 tons. Actually, it's quite more than that. It's shocking. Now, even the smallest particles of plastic, by the action of the water, it breaks it down somewhat by wave action or sunlight. Then when it breaks it down, these are deposited into the ocean, and the fish eat these. And once eaten, these plastics then travel up the ocean floor chain from small fish to larger ones. And they eventually wind up on your seafood table. Every little piece of plastic manufactured in the past 50 years that made it into the ocean is still out there somewhere, said chemist Tony Andretti. With the U.S.-based Research Triangle Institute, and it goes for every bit of every plastic piece that has been shredded or any large item, it eventually ends up as food for the fish chain, and you know what plastic's going to do for the stomach of the fish. They put their waste products that goes to the ocean floor, and guess what? The bottom feeders. They eat these things, and according to the UN Environmental Program, plastic debris causes the death of more than a million seabirds every year, as well as 100 plus thousand marine mammals. They devour syringes, cigarette lighters, toothbrushes. All these have showed up inside the stomachs of dead seabirds, mistaking these for food. A Dutch study in the North Sea conducted on seabirds concluded that 95% of the birds had plastic in their stomach. And more than 1,600 pieces were found in the stomach of one bird in Belgium. They're killed daily by eating plastics. Mr. Clark goes on to say, the ocean is now an endless trash dump. Now, I crossed the ocean in 56 while I was in service, and I do know that I was appalled. They don't bottle their trash up from the Navy boats, and I think there was about 3,000 or 4,000 men on this boat. You know how much filth and how much trash you can generate. When they got through with it, ready to dump it, guess where it went? Plastic, bottles, and everything else. Dump it in the ocean. Here are your military with these ships, with these giant ships, dumping their trash deliberately into the ocean. Now, unbelievably, other trash that finds its way, they found kayaks, boats, refrigerators, furniture, Lego blocks, footballs, fishing nets, and 1,000 other things that know to have created a vast stench of sewage that come from human excrement. All that's dipped or dumped into the sea. Now it's the bottom feeders that are responsible for cleaning this up. Right now, possibly millions, no one's counting here, of the plastic six-pack holders for soda and beer have been found among the sea and the wildlife, the fish, the otters, and the small seals. These plastic holders on these cans is just wide enough for some of the small animals to get stuck in this. And once they get caught, they can't get out, and they die. And again, the vicious cycle never ends. Now, the Bible talked about, what did it talk about? A time when the sea turned to blood. It talked about every living thing died in the sea. Can you comprehend that, folks? Does the New World Order have a plan right now in progress with a giant oil spill and by the tsunamis that is nothing but churning waves that would go far inland and sweep out all the trash back into the ocean? So that's good. That'll feed the fish. You don't know what you're asking for, people. The fish were created to live off of the marine that's already in the ocean, not something that man made. And to kill the whales, who cares about the whales, Pastor Buddy? Don't worry about that. Praise God. When we run out of fish, I will eat artificial food. The ocean is the world's largest toilet bowl that never flushes. I repeat that. Captain Moore said in his book that I'm reading here that the ocean is the world's largest toilet bowl that never flushes. Think about this. Do you know all of the municipal systems on the inland rivers eventually find their way to the sea? Synthetic seas. There's no such thing as natural foul foods by nature, things that are given to the oceans to make them live and thrive. All of the waste of America, all of the waste of every nation that is not landbound. If they are, they send them down the rivers and tributaries right into the ocean. Eventually, all the water goes back to the ocean. And ladies and gentlemen, we're getting what is known as the most perilous times. Is it divine? Is it ordered by the Father that there would come a falling away and the evil men would think to destroy the earth? Is it greed that is driving man to make more money? They don't quit fishing and give the sea marine life. They don't give it time to re-cleanse or recalibrate itself. They don't tell the fishermen in Alaska to quit fishing because they're radioactive and they're contaminated with all this filth and garbage, this sea of garbage. This giant toilet bowl. And you're still eating fish out of this entire marine ecosystem, which has been undermined and ruined by evil, greedy men who care not for the welfare of its citizens. The essential research that is done in international waters has barely touched or been examined by any agency in charge of environmental issues in any country. The garbage just continues to flow. No stopping. Folks, we're going to fill up the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean and other oceans and waterways to the point that everything that is eating this staggering cesspool of pollution, and that the reproductive issues that will never go away will continue to be the continued dramatic dwindling of numbers of ocean creatures. The repercussion of this toxicity gone far beyond the ocean into your everyday life. Go to a sushi bar, if you will. Just eat the raw fish. No wonder this toxic plastic garbage. No wonder this radioactive, mercury-filled, junk-filled, billions of pieces of junk finds its way eventually into flooding. Now look at the Mississippi. The Mississippi has been flooding. We've had unusual weather patterns, have you noticed? We've had unusual storms, hurricanes, loss of property and life. None to worry. We've got federal assistance for you. We declare this a disaster area. It's just like we think after we hear that they declare this area a disaster that everything's fine. Go back to these areas that were devastated a couple of months ago or less and see after they've been declared disaster. Go back and see if man in Washington has solved their problems. Now, if you look at the categories of industrial chemicals, such as water softeners, emulsifiers, the phthalates, all these plastics are found in products from baby bottles, fruit and vegetable produce bags, food wraps, children's toys, food storage items, lubricants, medicals. Oh, my God. Did you know even in the municipal system of the inward water tributaries that these medical devices, IV bags, people with sicknesses and diseases, it's all dumped in your water. Don't worry about it. More than 1 billion pounds of toxic behaviolates are produced annually. No extensive long-term tests have done before they were marketed. And they are listed under many chemical names. And then they're released into your water system, your municipal system, into your ocean. It all ends up in the ocean. And no wonder the Bible talks about the time to come that man would poison the waters. But then we need to call a halt to this. What about the water battle that's going on for the lack of water, buddy? No wonder that man is in a deliberate mess and that they don't care if you die now because they would, and I hate to say this, it sounds so against the grain of understanding. You drive down to Florida to the beach. Our closest beach would be Myrtle Beach from where I'm at in Tennessee, and it's still a hard 8-hour drive. I wish it was 16. I wish I was 20 hours from the ocean shores. Why? Because of the filth, the hormone displacers, the radioactive uranium, and the hormone disruptors, chemically, or mom. No wonder we're getting sick. No wonder we're dying. No wonder he's just enough. The devil knows this. It's not enough to get you sick right then. You'll live around the ocean property a while. If you live around the ocean, get thee up and get thee out of there. Let me repeat this. You people that are living close to the ocean, remove yourself as soon as possible. ASAP. The serious development of that which they have planned for you, ways of the sea roaring. Now, you say, but Pastor Buddy, we're America. We're immune. We're going to escape. It's just these other countries that are getting pounded. Where have you been? Look at the United States. Look at the disruptive regions of our breadbasket. Go to the plains of Kansas. Go to the large cornfields and wheat fields of Iowa and Nebraska, Oklahoma, Colorado. What are they producing here? I predict. I see it coming. I predict a famine. I predict large developmental harm as this lifestyle that we're living will begin to pay the price and the damage from cancer, from testicular, prostate, breast, lung, all of these have increased dramatically over the past 4 decades. With these chemicals that suppress the proper functioning of the immune system. Hormone disruption is a major factor in the increase of obesity. You can't ever get full. You can't keep from gaining weight. 2/3 of America is overweight. Microwave ovens. Boiling food in prepackaged pouches. Loaded with chemical poisons. Drinking many different already chemically poisoned drinks. There's no nutritional value. You can't get any benefit from nutrition. You store all this up in your body fat, and you wreck the body's ability to continuously repair or cleanse itself. To where we now look out into the ocean. You go down there and see these great waves. You'll see these miles and miles or piles and piles of garbage filth. You'll see that. It's under the toll of the current, laying dormant thousands and thousands of acres, as large as the United States now, that is washing this chemically produced contamination, and its daily permitted radioactive emissions. There's no curing the Japanese nuclear disaster. They have not warned you. They won't test for it. They don't care. If they can get you to consume it, and you're foolish enough to consume the product that comes from the oceans, oh, Pastor Buddy, I've eaten that all my life, and I ain't sick. Shall come upon you in a day that you think not. Contaminated sediment, seawater, bottom feeders, radioactive links to the source of radiation, serious local and global effects is being daily permitted to emit into your and discharge into the oceans and the radiation levels are as large as they was from Chernobyl. And this time it goes directly in the ocean. Took a while from Chernobyl to get into this, but it did. It showed up, and it will. But they don't care. You're just a number. So number nine, if you're number nine, and number nine dies, who cares? Good riddance. According to the plan, written by Albert Pike, this 33rd degree Mason, we will need three world wars so that we and our God Satan can rule the earth. We must move swiftly to create a world where Satan and his angels can join with us, his people, that we can build, if you will, a killing machine that would destroy all, or deceive all that dwell upon the earth through pollution and through radioactive waste, through the mounds and the mountains of garbage floating beneath the sea, the great globs of oil in the Atlantic, catching up in the currents and going not only through, out and around the world, through the waterways called oceans. Every living thing. But you say, I'll get down to the tuna. Did you know that it's loaded with mercury? And long-term eating is a major contributing factor to dementia. Go ahead and fill your brain with this mercury laden. If you're a fish lover, beware. Well, you say, I'll get my meat then from somewhere else. But you convince me that I need to take better care of the planet, my only home. Cooking your own food, making sure your water is well water and it well filtered. We have a filtration system here on our water. We don't drink the water that comes out of a tap. We don't even use it. We get the water deep in a 700 feet deep well, and we run it through our filtration system, and then we make the drinks, tea, coffee, whatever. We don't drink milk. We do believe that there's radiation in the milk products, that's in the cows, that's in the dairy, especially those states that are close to the oceans, where now this bioaccumulate in the food chain is in such a manner that could equal far more than 1,600 times the original dose of poisons. Now no creature is safe from this horrendous nightmare. And you're not even looking up. You go to these restaurants and you order up unclean food. You eat bottom feeders. You ever stop to think what that bottom feeder eats? No wonder so many people are dying. Do they want you to? Rachel Carlson, I don't know where any of you remember her. She was born in 1907. She died in 1964. But she wrote a beautiful book, which became a bestseller, and it was called The Sea Around Us. It was an ode to the magnificence of our great waters. When she received the National Book Award, she said, the winds, the sea, and the moving tides are what they are. If there is no wonder and beauty and majesty, and science will discover these qualities, that if they are not looked after. Science can't create them. Only you, man, is able to cleanse and filter these waters that run into the ocean, take care of them, change the system of waste, change putting fluoride in your water, and change putting chlorine. Oh, my God, sometimes that stuff will, you open up a faucet of chlorine water, you ever drink out of it, I don't, but you can open up and smell it. We're convinced that that's good for you. It's closing before science unleashes the nano-replicating particles into the Gulf of Mexico for the illegal aerosol crimes of chemtrails loaded with invisible and deadly chemicals to poison all of us and our planet and our land. Who would do that, Pastor Buddy? Again, turn to Revelations chapter 11. Read it. See who's coming back to destroy them that would destroy the earth. It's a deliberate. I don't know how these people think they can survive. Are they reptilian in their nature? You know, some people can eat anything. Filth, garbage, bottom feeders, and never seem to even look up to see where it's coming from. Feel no ill will. But there is a people very sensitive. Get sick at anything contaminated that they eat. Food poison. We had a sister came down here from Michigan, a couple of them, matter of fact. They had got food poisoning on the way, eating at a restaurant just across the border, if that helps you. And they were sick to their life, contaminated, food poisoned. Did you know that this underwater wheel of trash is running under the ocean's depths? We can't live with them if we don't remove them. This corporate greed. The whales dive, the dolphins dive, the turtles dive, the tuna. They're hunted to almost extinction. What haven't died through poison of man's chemicals, radioactivity? Our ocean is nothing now but under siege from corporate world. They that love greed. Better watch what you eat. You better fast quite often to cleanse your system to stay healthy. Better watch what you drink. Do never drink a soda. That's one of the worst things that these 12, 2 ounces, that's a lot. Pause that refreshes. It's a real thing. You open a can of that and you're opening a can of liquid death. You can literally drink yourself to death real quick. I'd hate to tell you what it's got in it. Diet drinks especially. Aspartame turns into alcohol into your system and into your brain. No wonder that the doctors are laughing all the way to the hospital with you, promising you liberty, promising you we'll get you well, trust us. And people die before the time simply because you're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I've got to get out of here. My time is coming. Don't you listen to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I'm brought to you tonight by my good friend, Dr. Gary, 877-289-7439. He lives right on the Mississippi River. Ladies and gentlemen, although the Mississippi is carrying large amounts of contaminated water, all that goes into the Gulf of Mexico, where BP engineered, if you will, the greatest oil spill, some said it was designed, when we pump large cavities under the ocean's floor, what's going to do? These cavities are going to give way. They're going to be great shift into the plates. The earth is going to reel to and fro like a drunken man. And we just might be in time for the greatest disaster America's ever known. The prediction is already on the book of maps with the United States Navy saying it's possible that the whole center of the United States could blow at any moment. Are you ready to meet Yahweh? He's coming soon to destroy them that would destroy the earth. Call me tonight. Area code 423-626. Or let me give you, that's my old number. Area code 423-351-1082. Now that's 423-351-1082. Write me tonight. I'd like to hear from you. Give a shout out to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. We've been on here years and years and years on WWCR. We're thrilled to be on the transmitting Jewel of the South, the flagship of Shortwave. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Again, Post Office Box 568. Pastor Buddy, Sweetwater, not polluted water, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. I'll see you around the world again on WWCR next Sunday night. Same time, 9 o'clock prime. Brought to you again by Dr. Gary, 877-289-7439. Call him up. He's one of my sponsors. If you love the show, call up Dr. Gary and tell him you hear Pastor Buddy live around the world on WWCR. 4840 on your radio now, live. Dr. Gary, 877-289-7449. I'll see you. Yahweh bless you. Until next Sunday night.